I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris and Stowe is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I saw a bird today.
Did you? What kind of bird did you see, Tim?
Oh, no.
Oh. He knows.
He does.
Good answer, though.
That was a great answer.
Well done, Chris.
That was a great answer. You've already won the game. You won the pregame.
Yeah.
That was very well done. So, Chris, you're going to play this round of Trump Tui. We mentioned before it is Halloween themed, which obviously makes sense. So ask Jen to leave the room. That will start the game.
Jen, you might want to leave the room. Freddy's coming for you.
Oh, whoa. No. I'm scared. I better not fall asleep
in
out there.
In the hallway, don't fall asleep.
Good luck, Chris.
Because you may not return.
Good luck.
She's never going to watch it, is she?
No, and I will not either.
All right, Chris, we're going to ask you five questions. Here we go. Question number one. So some treats have become candy classics for Halloween, but some sweets during trick-or-treaters that got decades ago, they've actually become unrecognizable to kids today, like those peanut butter kisses. Wow. The ones that come in those waxy orange and black wrappers are just one example of some candies that are now tough to find. Our question to you is very simple. What is your least favorite candy?
Necco wafers.
Oh, yeah. I almost thought about doing a one-off Tasty Tuesday, but on a Friday because JJ downstairs has Necco wafers.
Really?
Mm. They're the worst. Have you had them?
Not that I remember.
Yeah. Ugh. Question number two, lots of Halloween treats available today. Not just candy. Chipotle, Krispy Kreme, Burger King, and more are offering spooky food deals. Now, to get a $6 entree from 3 p.m. to close today at Chipotle, you simply have to wear what? To a participating location.
A costume.
Yeah, a costume. There you go. Question number three. A new trailer for Scream 7 just dropped, marking Neve Campbell's return as the one and only Sidney Prescott. Scream 7, by the way, slashes into theaters on February 27th. I feel like it should have been kind of now, but okay.
yeah, February is an odd time for Scream.
Although the identity behind the mask changes with each Scream movie, the masked killer in the Scream franchise is called what?
Ghostface.
Very well done. Excuse me. Question number four. An estimated 73% of Americans will celebrate Halloween or participate in Halloween activities this year. Top kids costume, Spider-Man. Top adult costume, apparently it's a witch. And top pet costume is a pumpkin. The original name of candy, of chicken feed. I totally screwed that up. We're actually going to have to go four questions today, I think. We're going to go with question number five. I'm going to skip question number four. If you thought you'd seen the last of Ed and Lorraine Warren, think again. While the Conjuring franchise was thought to be wrapped up with The Conjuring Last Rites that was released earlier this year, a prequel is now apparently in development. What is the highest grossing movie domestically in 2025? So the highest grossing movie domestically of this year is what?
Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, we're going to go with Lilo and Stitch for the answer for question number five. Technically, question number four. We're going to bring Jen back into the room to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes. Jen Tui's back in the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Chris and Stowe answered four questions a minute ago.
What?
Yeah, I question four.
You just decided not to answer the fifth one?
No, it was I was asking question number four, and I didn't really reveal the info, but I was getting close, and I withdrew the question. Even Stevie off the air was like, you didn't say anything wrong on question four, but I panicked a little bit. So we'd have four questions that we're going to ask at this time. So of those four questions, how many did you answer correctly?
Chris got three.
There you go, three of four.
Wow, good job.
Trying to get that Jen and Tim Show mug.
Oh.
Same
There's
four
like
questions.
A quiver to your voice there. It's like a... Something extra in there.
I'm scared. Question number one. Some treats have become candy classics for Halloween, as we all know, but some sweets trick-or-treaters got decades ago, they would be unrecognizable to kids today. For example, those peanut butter kisses, the ones that come in those waxy orange and black wrappers are just one example of the candy that's tough to find today. We just want to know what your least favorite candy is for question one.
Necco wafer.
That sounds familiar.
Chris said that too.
Yeah.
So gross.
Absolutely. Question
Shocking.
Number two. Question number two. Lots of Halloween treats available today. Not just candy. Chipotle, Krispy Kreme, Burger King. They're offering spooky food deals. Now, to get a $6 entree from 3 p.m. to close today at Chipotle, you simply have to wear what to participating locations?
A costume?
Yeah, just a costume. Absolutely. Question number three. The new trailer for Scream 7. Just dropped. Nev Campbell's returning.
A
lot of screams. A lot of yelling. A lot of screams. Mm-hmm. Marking Nev Campbell's return is the one and only Sydney Prescott. Scream 7 slashes into theaters February 27th. Just in time for okay, never mind.
Weird.
Although the identity behind the mask changes with each Scream movie, the masked killer in the Scream franchise is called what?
I don't know. The Scream guy. the Scream guy.
Ghostface. Question number four. If you thought you'd seen the last of Ed and Lorraine Warren, think again. While the Conjuring franchise was thought to be wrapping up with the movie they released a few months ago, The Conjuring Last Rites, apparently a prequel is now in development. What is the highest grossing movie domestically? The highest grossing movie domestically of 2025 is what?
The Conjuring one that's out now.
The Last Rites?
Yes.
It is a Minecraft movie. Highest grossing.
I thought they were all Halloween questions.
It's Halloween themed questions.
That doesn't feel.
Well, the three was Halloween themed.
Yes,
you missed that
you're right.
one, too.
I missed.
Final
this was not a good one for me.
It was not bad. It was not great all the way around. I screwed up one question.
Bad.
That's going to happen in 4,000, you know,
yes,
games.
It happens.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Chris, three. Jen, two.
Yeah, Chris, you did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good game, Jen.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Game.
That was a good
Thank
battle.
You.
You're going to get the Jen and Tim Show limited edition coffee mug. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Chris from Stowe. I just trumped Jen.
Amanda's in Willoughby. She's going to play the final round of Trump Tui of the week. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I saw a bird today.
Yeah? What kind?
Man, I need to be more prepared.
Yeah.
That's
People
are, like the main follow-up.
I know it is. I just figured nobody would care, and every single person I've asked,
They all care.
I'm not very familiar with bird names.
Who did you
know? I know. I said nightingale to one person.
Yeah,
I don't even know the bird.
I'm like, well, how do you even?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Standard brown bird.
I know. But then people were like, what brown bird?
I saw one out there.
Goose is usually a good call this time of year.
Oh, goose.
Yes,
there you go.
I saw a goose.
It's weird you're telling people that, but all right.
Well, you know. All right, so let's go. So ask Jen to leave the room, and we will go ahead and start the game.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck,
Has this
Amanda.
Been the dumbest show today?
I think so.
It has been just like dysfunctional, and I messed up a questioner. Like, this has been a day. It's been fun. I mean, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. Weird things are happening.
It's a holiday.
Weird things are happening in the studio and with the show today, but it's still a lot of fun. All right, Amanda, we're going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. As you know, she does not participate in this part of the game. Well, you did see a bird. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score, so here we go. There was a list published, it was titled The 50 Best Halloween Songs That Belong on Your Spooky Season Playlist. Those top five songs are Thriller, This Is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas, Ghostbusters, and Zombie by the Cranberries, and then followed by Monster Mash. What artist sings the song Thriller?
Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Question number two. Americans watch more scary movies than ever during spooky season, particularly the month of October. That makes sense. Leading up to Halloween. Horror fans watch an average of 5 or more films in the month of October. Freddy Krueger haunts those on which street?
Elm Street.
Ooh. Jen might not know the answer to that because she's never watched Nightmare. She never watched it, she said earlier in the show.
Neither have I.
Yeah, we're going to see. Question number three. If you run out of candy tonight, M&M's has your back. Their Halloween Rescue Squad is teaming up with GoPuff again to deliver free candy refills straight to your door while supplies last. What is the most popular Halloween candy in the U.S.? And here's a slight hint. It is not M&M's.
Snickers?
Let's go with Snickers. Question number four. According to the Jen and Tim Show listeners, the most liked Halloween slash scary movie is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Which Peanuts character believes in The Great Pumpkin?
Linus.
Nice job. Question number five. Lots of Halloween treats are available today, and not just candy. You have Chipotle, Krispy Kreme, Burger King, Dunkin', Auntie Anne's, and more. They're all offering spooky food deals if you show up in costume. You need to make the rounds.
Tends to start showing up everywhere in a costume, asking for free stuff.
What vegetable was originally used to make jack-o'-lanterns?
Turnips.
Let's go with turnips for the answer for question number five. So now what's going to happen is we're going to let you know how you did, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions in now less than 4 minutes.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Amanda of Willoughby answered 5 questions a minute ago. Now Jen is back in the studio, so we're going to continue the game. Let's let Amanda know how she did.
Amanda got 4.
Oh! Good job, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't like the bouncing motion.
Yeah, I'm going to stop that. It's I'm sorry, Amanda. I'm going to stop that. Great job with the 4. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions. She doesn't deserve this.
Every time.
Yeah, I'm glad others don't have to see that.
Right.
This show today.
It's something.
I feel like I've been on the air for 12 hours. It's just like, it's one of those where it was just like a, you know, you're driving stick. And it moves a little bit, then it stalls out.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're in second gear, it stalls out. Then I ran out of gas in third gear. Like, I just feel like it's
felt like 12 hours, but I don't know if it's been enlightening.
You know what? Monday will be better. I'm sorry, people. Question number one. There was a list published titled the 50 best Halloween songs that belong on your spooky season playlist. Top 5 are number 1, Thriller, followed by This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas, then Ghostbusters, then Zombie by The Cranberries, and then Monster Mash. What artist sings the song Thriller?
Michael Jackson.
Of course that is. Question number 2. Americans watch more scary movies other than Jen than during the spooky season, particularly in October leading up to Halloween, which obviously makes sense. Horror fans watch an average of 5 or more films in the month. Freddy Krueger haunts those on blank street.
Elm.
Oh, you didn't know. Okay. I was wondering when you're out of the room. I said, I don't know if she knows because she said she didn't watch it.
He gets you when you're sleeping.
very familiar now.
I'm very Freddy aware.
Very Freddy aware.
Nate's going to be like, who is my wife when you get home? I know all of this Freddy Krueger information because you said he loves those movies.
That's right.
Or loves Freddy Krueger.
Yes, he does.
Question number three. If you run out of candy tonight, tough. Too bad. You got to hit Sam's Club. I'm kidding.
Wish I knew this sooner.
Yeah.
We already ran out.
M&M's has your back. Their rescue, it's really their Halloween rescue squad, is teaming up with GoPuff again to deliver free candy refills straight to your door while supplies last. What is the most popular Halloween candy in the U.S.? And here's a hint. It is not M&M's.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
It is Reese's PC Peanut Butter Cup.
I was about to say
it's
Reese's Pieces Peanut Butter Cup.
That no, Reese's yeah. Peanut Butter Cup, number one. Question number four. According to the Jen and Tim Show listeners, the most liked Halloween / scary movie is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Which Peanuts character believes in The Great Pumpkin?
Charlie Brown. Snoopy.
You're looking at me scared right
Lucy.
Now.
Lucy. Those are the three I know. Schroeder. Linus.
Schroeder.
Deep cut.
Yeah. Isn't he the piano guy?
Yeah, he hides under the piano.
Linus. It's not Linus.
Linus is yes. I just didn't get to that one because that was the fifth guess. Linus is correct. Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Oh, God.
Lots of Halloween treats available today. Not just candy. You have Chipotle, Krispy Kreme, Burger King, Dunkin', Auntie Anne's, and more are offering spooky food deals if you show up in costume.
Mm-hmm.
What vegetable was originally used to make jack-o'-lanterns?
I don't know. A tomato. That's a fruit, isn't it?
It is.
A potato. Is that
That'd
a vegetable?
Be a hard thing to carve.
Turnips. Turnips. And Amanda knew that, by the way.
Why did you know that?
I have a lot of useless knowledge knocking around in my head.
Mm. Well, we can tell because the final totals are...
Amanda 4, Jen 3.
Oh! Yeah! You did it. You trumped me, Amanda. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back-to-back losses. Ugh. Between Monday morning and 7:35, could be back. To back. To back losses. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Tim.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name's Amanda in Willoughby, and I just trumped Tui.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.